anticipation? Jack quickly turned to scan the room for any obvious clues as to where Sam was hiding. Jack walked to his bed, slowly knelt down, and snatched up the overhanging blanket. His head darted down to look under the bed. He'd hoped to shock his best doggy friend in case he was hiding there.
You're not under there, Jack whispered to himself.
His eyes then flew over to the dresser. He crept stealthily over to it, hunched over like a spy, and pulled open the bottom drawer. It only revealed a mess of shirts and sweaters.
No, not in that one, he mumbled to himself.
Suddenly, his attention was drawn up to the middle drawer. Again, he yanked the drawer open quickly, hoping to surprise Sam, but found only sports socks and shorts.
Not in that one either, Jack muttered, ruffling his messy brown hair.
Then he got a sneaky idea. His eyes traveled up to focus on the top drawer, but his real focus was on the closet. To fool a possibly watching Sam, Jack placed his hands on the knobs of the top drawer as if to pull it open. But instead of opening the drawer, he began to tiptoe over to the closet. Jack instantly yanked its door open, shedding light into the dark closet. The once nondescript shapes that were Jack's clothes became clear and defined. A startled Sam stood, blinking from the light, but excited to see his human best friend.
Come on out, boy, I found you.
Jack motioned for Sam to exit. Sam leaped happily at Jack to lick his face, causing them both to roll and tumble on the floor in fun. Jack stood and gave Sam's head a pat.
Okay, boy, now it's your turn.
Jack put his hands-free flashlight snugly around his head, grabbed his MP3 player and a bag of his favorite chocolate candy, which he stuffed into the pocket of his shorts. Now Jack was completely prepared. Number 3, your turn.
You stay here till I call you, and then you come and find me, okay?
Jack grinned at Sam with excitement. After opening the bedroom door, Jack paused and turned to look at Sam, who wagged his tail, eager to join his best friend. Jack held up a finger.
Remember, sit and wait until I call you. If you're a good boy, you'll get a treat.
Sam wagged his tail even faster, liking the sound of that. So he sat patiently up in the middle of the bed as Jack left the room, keeping the door slightly ajar. He ran, giggling down the hall to the top of the stairs. Jack looked around quickly before he rushed down the stairs. He knew the perfect hiding spot, somewhere he'd never hidden before. He'd win for sure this time. Jack could hardly contain his laughter as he landed at the bottom of the stairs. Back in Jack's bedroom, Sam tried to sit patiently. Though it had only been a few seconds, to Sam it felt like endless minutes had ticked by. He began to get a little anxious, stood up, and went on his tippy paws, slowly and silently to the door. Down in the kitchen, Mom sat watching as Molly busily colored a printed cat picture. Molly didn't need help for the coloring part, but she did need Mom to help pick up her crayons as they jumped off the table. Molly was very eager when she put one crayon down to grab another, and they tended to roll off. Now standing just outside the little door under the stairs, Jack turned the small brass knob and opened it. He flicked on his head flashlight that shone into the dark space, lighting up all the stuff that was stored there. Winter shoes, dustpan and brush, a stepladder, and other such items. And for some reason, there was a large, soft beanbag chair there that Mom must have put there.
Well, it's lucky for me that she did, Jack thought with a grin. Now I have a comfy place to lounge while Sam looks for me.
Jack ducked down to walk into the understair storage room, and before settling into the beanbag chair, he shouted up,
Sam! Oh, Sam! Come on, boy, come find me!
After Jack had pulled the storage door tightly shut, he collapsed into the beanbag, wiggling around until it molded comfortably around him. Sam, who heard Jack's call, made his way out of the bedroom and downstairs. He immediately trotted into the kitchen because Sam knew how much Jack liked to hide there. Under the stairs, Jack heard the pat-pat of Sam's paws as he came down the stairs.
This is going to be fun. He'll have to look really hard to find me in here, Jack thought with glee.
As he waited, Jack began to explore his new space, using his head flashlight to see. Number 4. Boring. He noticed that everything was kind of boring. The walls were plain wood with no color, painted finish, or varnish. Looking up, he saw underneath the staircase, which was, well, just like the stairs, only going the opposite way. Each step rose higher above the previous one.
Okay, I'm bored already, Jack grumbled, as he began to search the floor, throwing the beam of light this way and that as he turned his head.
Then he saw it. He couldn't believe his eyes. Sitting against the wall, folded nice and neat under a messy mound of old shoes, was Dad's long-lost comic book, Touchscreen Ted, Danger Demolition. Jack quickly reached over and grabbed it. He could indeed believe his eyes.